Hello, my name is Kesonga. Welcome to this long-time academy practice, The Well of Deep Time, created by Stephen Harding and Robert Woodford. Find a place you can relax, either indoors or outside. Somewhere you can ground yourself and connect with the living earth that surrounds you. Before we embark on this inner journey into deep time, lightly close your eyes, if that feels comfortable, and take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Connect to your breath. Connect with the aliveness of this present moment. As you inhale, feel the molecules of oxygen absorbing into your lungs. As you exhale, feel the molecules of carbon dioxide flowing out of your lungs. With every breath, you are a part of the cycle of life. Part of a cycle that started long, long ago. As you settle, imagine you are under a vast starlit sky, standing at the edge of a well. This is the ancient well of deep time. Peering into the well, you see a universe of stars swirling in an inviting darkness, mirroring the sky above. Curious, you slowly step onto the edge of the well and lower yourself into its dark, velvety medium. You float gently on the surface with a sense of complete safety and confidence. Sinking a little into the well of time, you reach 800 years ago. Breathing easily and calmly, in the inky fluidity that surrounds you. Looking through the darkening water, you see our planet, Earth, appear before you, floating in space just as she was hundreds of years before the Industrial Revolution. Peering closer, you see a swirling mantle of white clouds. Her blue oceans are full of an amazing diversity of life. Lush continents are covered with a huge variety of living ecological communities, including rainforest, grasslands, heaths, forests, and deserts. You sense the qualities of the living web of life: animals, microbes, fungi, plants, rocks, water, and atmosphere, all spread across the surface of Earth's spherical magnificence. A knowing comes to you that at this time, she hosts more species than ever. You marvel at how sublimely sophisticated she is at handling this delicate balance of life. Inhale and exhale. In this living world, 800 years ago, swimming down further into the well of time, you reach 50 million years ago. Again, Earth appears floating in space before your eyes. You can see that the Atlantic Ocean is nearly half the size, with the continents of Africa and South America closer together. Broad-leaved trees are widespread, and many forms of life are diversifying, especially birds and mammals. On the South American continent, there are early forms of armadillos thriving in the tropical forest. On the North American continent, small horse-like mammals are galloping in the grasslands. On the African continent, primitive elephants and antelope roam. In the sky, you see thousands of bird species, such as songbirds and loons, which evolved from a single dinosaur group. Inhale and exhale. In this living world, 50 million years ago. Falling deeper into the well of time, you reach 100 million years ago. Once again, Earth appears before you. But now, our continents are even closer together, with the Atlantic Ocean narrowing further. You see how the plants have changed. Almost all the herb plants and the broadleaf trees are gone. But flowers are common, and there are massive ferns and various types of conifer trees. In amongst the plants, reptiles dominate, and giant feathered dinosaurs are stalking around. On the ground, you spy familiar-looking ants and termites. In the air, small dragonflies are dashing about, and recently evolved butterflies and moths are skittering about. Inhale and exhale. In this living world, 100 million years ago, diving ever deeper into the well of time, you reach around 250 million years ago. This time, Earth appears before you as a single great continent, Pangaea. Reaching to the high latitudes on either side of the equator and covering an entire side of the globe, Pangaea hosts a diverse array of vegetation. Around a huge central desert, there are large conifer trees with dense plants in many areas. Looking intently, you spy huge salamander-like amphibians and early primitive reptiles that have laid their leathery eggs in the warm sand of the river beaches. Giant insects that look like dragonflies dart through the air, and cockroaches scuttle noisily through the decaying vegetation. Inhale and exhale. In this living world, 250 million years ago, plunging deeper into the well of time, you reach 500 million years ago. As Earth again appears in front of you, you notice how different she is. The continents are once again scattered, and the plants that covered the land have vanished. Now, there is only a thin smearing of microscopic organisms on the rocks. Peering closer into the shallow seas, you see a diverse set of armored multicellular animals, sea scorpions, and strange spiral-armed starfish. Sponges sift the nutritious plankton-rich seawater, and tiny single-celled organisms hunt for plankton in the light-filled sea. This is the time when primitive sight was first born and when backbones evolved. Inhale and exhale. In this living world, 500 million years ago. Descending further into the well of time, enjoying the sensation of sinking deeper, You feel the water that surrounds you becoming chilled, and that 725 million years ago, you are amazed to see that Earth is now completely covered by snow and ice, like a snowball, with temperatures plummeting to negative 50 degrees Celsius at the equator. Only a few ice-free refuges remain in the tropics, giving shelter for life. Watching this snowball revolving, you notice that it is spinning faster than the present time, with a day lasting just 21 hours. Inhale and exhale. In this living world, 725 million years ago, plummeting deeper into the well of time, you reach 1,800 million years ago. Earth's continents are once again widely distributed, with the edges covered with rock-dissolving bacterial communities. In the shallow seas, there are also a multitude of larger, microscopic, single-celled beings, each containing a spherical globule, the nucleus, which hosts their genetic material. The evolution of these nucleated cells was one of the most significant and difficult steps in the history of life, created when different kinds of bacteria began to live one inside the other. These early nucleated cells are the ancestors of all the cells belonging to modern animals, plants, seaweeds, and fungi. Inhale and exhale. In this living world, 1,800 million years ago, dropping deeper and deeper into the well of time, you reach 3,500 million years ago. Earth is no longer a blue jewel. There is precious little oxygen in the atmosphere. The sea is light green, reflecting a pinkish methane-dominated sky. Gone are the abundant continents. You see only a smattering of volcanic islands scattered like crumbs in the huge green ocean. Now, in the upper sunlit reaches of the water, there are only bacteria. Gone are the nucleated single-celled beings you encountered earlier. Dizzy, you notice Earth is spinning even faster, with days now lasting just 10 hours. Inhale and exhale. In this living world, 3,500 million years ago, tumbling further and further into the well of time, you pass huge comets and meteorites as they bombard the Earth, provisioning her with water and other key elements that she'll need as the mother of all life. When you finally reach 4,500 million years ago, you see the scorching Earth as a newly formed sphere of mostly molten rock, with only a thin crust of recently solidified rock on her surface. From your viewpoint in space, you see a massive planet as big as Mars crashing into Earth, melting both planets and sending shards of molten rocky debris into orbit, which will eventually coalesce into the Moon. Inhale and exhale. In this world, 4,500 million years ago, as you dwell a while in this depth of deep time, a time long before life on Earth emerged, swirling in the spinning ball of molten rock before you. Chemical elements that were right here at this very birth of our planet exist today in your body and in those of all living beings. The creation of these chemical elements is found at even greater depths in the well of time, steeped in greater mystery. Hearing bird song from the uppermost reaches of the well breaks the spell of deep time, calling you back to the present moment. Quickly, you swim upwards through the long, blue-black, velvety fabric of time and reach the mouth of the well. Hoisting yourself back onto the edge, you step back onto dry land and gaze again into the broad night sky, spangled with stars. Inhale and exhale. In this present living world, connect again with the aliveness of this unique moment in time. Breathe slowly, being attentive to the story of deep time inside you, in the chemical elements that are the foundations of your body, in the multitudes of living bacteria in your guts, in the nucleated cells that power you with energy, in the ancient blueprints of your backbone, in the ancestral eyes that illuminate your sight. You are a living manifestation of the well of deep time. The echoes of the deep past and the interdependence of the living present embody you. And however we humans name our participation in this unique phenomenon which began so long ago, our living planet, nature, Mother Earth, Pachamama, Gaia, this is your wider body, your greater self, our common home. Now, slowly open your eyes and take time to gently connect back to the aliveness of this present moment. A momentous gift from the well of deep time.